Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from tattoos to stolen goods, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us in studio to tell us about all the stories from across the country this week that you might have missed. How are things?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Interested in the story about stolen goods. But before we chat about that, what's happening in Mayo?
Well, Novena. Have you ever been to a Novena?
No.
I've never been either, but I always see them actually advertised locally in, we'll say, like Nace and Newbridge, right? Mm. They'll have posters up. They always have fantastic speakers at these Novenas, like really interesting characters and people with really interesting life stories, and they always get good speakers. This event in Mayo is the Novena of all Novenas, though, because thousands of pilgrims are expected to travel to Knock Shrine for this year's National Novena. So this is the main one, and also they're marking 50 years of celebrating Knock Basilica as well.
Yeah.
So it's a 9-day event, and we have talks from people like, for example, RTÉ broadcaster Mary Kennedy. She's going to give a speech. We'll also have Bishop Kevin Doran, Bishop Niall Call. There's also other people like a doctor called Dr. Sandra Cullen and Niamh McCann, who lost her 21-month-old son CJ to cancer as well. So really interesting stories. The theme for this year's Novena, if you are going, is Sheltered in God's Love, and there'll be talks and workshops and prayers. Now, it began last night, 13th of August, and it runs until the 21st of August. Although I was thinking, as if Mayo needs any more prayers this year, in fairness.
Did you see the climbed
Kirkpatrick?
Yeah. With the Sam Maguire, that was brilliant.
I think they could skip the Novena this year because previous Novenas have worked for them. There will be daily ceremonies in Knock Basilica at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. That's where the guest speakers will be. We also have an anointing of the sick as well. The first Novena took place in 1977, following the opening of the Knock Basilica the previous year. And since then, this Novena has welcomed hundreds of thousands of pilgrims from around the world. So we'll have to go next year. Interesting one.
You can report back and let me know.
Sorry is all that you can't say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily.
Well, they say sorry seems to be the hardest word. It wasn't for this particular person who actually wrote a poem instead of saying sorry. So we're going to Wexford for our next story because the Wexford Hotel is looking to track down the Cork visitors who posted them a poem apologising for stealing a spoon more than a decade ago. So Cork PO has this gas story. So there's a woman called Catherine Liggett, and she and her mother stayed at the Talbot Hotel in Wexford back in 2015. So over a decade ago, and they were really impressed by the staff at the Talbot, said they had a lovely room, but they accidentally brought home a souvenir from their trip, which was a teaspoon from the room. And as soon, these are obviously very honest people, I can tell you the stuff I've robbed from hotel rooms, and it's more than teaspoons. But as soon as they, and it wasn't accidentally either, but this was accidentally, as soon as they realised their mistake, they returned the teaspoon to the hotel, along with a handwritten poem from Catherine apologising and saying that if they stayed again, they'd be sure not to make the same mistake. I'll just give you a couple of lines from the poem.
Yeah.
So the poem said, she takes a cup of Barry's tea morning, night and noon, and somehow in the jolliment we came home with a spoon. She always makes me wash up and to never leave a mess. How the spoon got in my wash bag I can hardly guess. So the letter and the returned spoon have been framed and put on the wall of the cafe in the hotel, but now management are trying to track down Catherine because the Talbot have invited her and her mother back to stay the night.
That's a lovely gesture.
And
fair play to them.
Get a cup of tea as well. They say some letters just too special not to keep. We'd love to find Catherine again and also perhaps hear if she's any more spoons that might not be her own.
Well, if you're listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you know a Catherine Liggett and if you have any info, get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live or get in touch with the Talbot Hotel.
And we'll make the connection for you. What have you stolen?
Accidentally, I've definitely stolen towels.
Accidentally? You can't steal towels.
I know.
Proper theft.
I know, but I brought it into the swimming pool.
You can take the slippers and the...
Yeah, I've done that. That's a given.
Like, the little mini, like...
Yeah. Well, what
you're not taking full now shower gels and stuff, are you? Like,
Not full ones. No, I'm not taking the full one, no. But what I would do or have done is I will put the initial ones in my bag and then ring down and say, have you more? and get more. Some of the hotels I'm in have lovely things. Do you know, like really nice bath salts. I got lovely bath salts from a particular hotel.
They belong to them, like.
Yeah, but they're for my bath, so I just rob more of them.
You're such a thief.
I know.
I love it.
I must start writing poems to apologise.
Yeah, this one to all of the hotels tuned in to us. I'd like to apologise on Shane Beattie's behalf.
God, I'm sitting on a mini fortune
now
that I think of
thievery.
It.
Thievery.
Lots of tea bags and things as well I rob. Yeah, I'm terrible. I have to. This is why I have to go to the novena to apologise.
Yeah, you'd want to do a couple of laps of it actually.
Say
the
a prayer.
Right, yeah. Go on.
Now we're going to Kildare for my next story. I can't wait for this tomorrow. You never asked me what I was doing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But the answer would be I'm going to Taste of Kildare.
Oh, I'm so sorry to miss this.
I know, we're very disappointed.
I'm raging.
We were
I'm
looking forward
this.
To you attending.
I know. Well,
Taste.
I will definitely make the next.
Yeah.
The next day out in and Kildare, I will make because I'm raging to miss the Taste.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a great weekend. I'm really looking forward to it actually happening because there's been posters for so many months, particularly when I'm driving home.
Yeah.
See these big banners for Taste of Kildare. So it's finally on and Kildare is buzzing. So many of the local restaurants, hotels, bars, producers all getting involved in this. Kildare's buzzing, as we say, over Taste of Kildare. Finally on this weekend. It's on a Naas Racecourse, by the way, if anyone wants to go. Naas Racecourse is fab. Really, really nice venue to have this in. And we're going to have Ireland's best known chefs, live music, family entertainment and an incredible showcase of Kildare food, drink and hospitality. And one of the things we're doing in Kildare at the moment is really trying to drive the county as a destination place for coming for great food.
And there's loads to do there.
So much to do in Kildare, but so many great food places as well. Even I think of like the town of Maynooth alone. It's just phenomenal restaurants for your nice meals. So it's over 2 days. I'm going tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. I'm even going for afternoon tea in Naas Racecourse tomorrow.
I just hope they know to lock up all of the good china when you're coming anyway.
I might throw a cup in my bag as well. And we have, this was just announced by the way, Cleona Hagen is going to be performing on the stage as well. So we're very much looking forward to it. So if you are going, come and say hello. I'll never love you like I can, can, can. Why are you looking down all the wrong road? When mine is the heart and the soul to the soul. There may be lovers who hold out their hands, but I'll never love you like I can, can, can. So we're going to talk about tattoos for our final two stories, which is ironic because I don't have any tattoos.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I went through a period in my kind of early 20s, late teens, where I thought
one.
I'd love a tattoo. But no, just to say, I'm not cool enough.
No, I'm the same. And I worry about what it would look like when I'm older as well. And I just, it's not something I'm interested in, but lots of people are. And it has become definitely a thing that older people, as in not just teenagers, are getting anymore.
When the fish turns into a whale.
Yeah, but that's what I'd be worried about, especially the way I put on and lose weight as well. I don't know what way the tattoo would end up. But anyway, we're talking tattoos in Limerick, first of all, because Limerick Leader had this big story. They're the only one who had the story that I could see as well, which is that pop superstar Sam Smith, who we heard there, chose a Limerick tattoo studio to have their latest artwork. The global sensation Sam Smith, who has won 5 Grammy Awards, by the way, an Oscar and a Golden Globe, dropped into Sanctuary Tattoo Studio on Thomas Street in Limerick City recently, and the news was revealed on Monday evening. The tattoo parlour even took some photographs with the award-winning singer. Sam Smith has 14 million followers on Instagram, 17 million subscribers on YouTube, and Sanctuary revealed that Sam Smith travelled to the Limerick studio with their two sisters, Lily and Mabel, and they were there earlier this month, the 4th of August. Now, we don't know what tattoo Sam Smith got. Obviously, they want to protect their privacy, but the tattoo parlour says, we've spent the last week pinching ourselves, but we can confirm the rumours are true, and Sam Smith was the most down-to-earth, lovely human to have in the chair as well. So well done to them. I don't know why they chose Limerick, but there we go. The green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore.
I love that song.
Are we sick of it yet?
No. Do you know what? I have been absolutely soaking up every single video on TikTok. Re-watching short
really?
Clips of the homecomings, all, I don't know, 45 of them. It's just brilliant. I love the joy it has brought people.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it now, to be honest.
Yeah, no, keep it coming. Go on.
Anyway, I was asking, are we sick of mayo? Yes, I'll tell you, one man certainly isn't sick of mayo, because we're going to talk about a guy called Michael Callahan and another tattoo here. So if I say the words to you, the famine is over, the curse be damned, hit the nuclear button. Those words are famously from Midwest Radio.
Oh, the commentary, yeah.
Do you remember the commentary?
Osher was brilliant,
yeah.
The lads were
so
great.
That sentence was uttered seconds after the Hooter went and Mayo won the All-Ireland. But those words have now been tattooed onto one of Mayo's most dedicated supporters. As I say, his name is Michael Callahan, and he has had the famous words of Midwest commentator Stephen Grealish inked onto his right arm.
That's fantastic.
In honour of the historical All-Ireland victory. Now, Michael spoke to the Irish Independent and said he always wanted a tattoo. Mm. He's like us years ago. He always wanted a tattoo, but he said his first tattoo was always going to be if Mayo won the All-Ireland, and because he's just a huge fan of Mayo football. And he and his wife were driving back from Dublin. His wife was watching clips and the Midwest commentary one stuck in his head, and he said, that's the tattoo I'm getting. It's pure iconic, spur of the moment commentary you'll never forget.
I hope there's a picture of him and the Midwest commentator, well, Stephen Grealish as well.
I was going to say Midwest Radio should have sponsored the tattoo for the amount of publicity he's given them as well. And that video has done huge, has gone viral for Midwest. It's been viewed over 500,000 times on Midwest Radio social media platforms alone, and also loads of news outlets shared it as well. Michael says listening to the commentary was like reliving the moment Mayo won the All-Ireland. Every time you hear it, I'd love to be back there. And now, every time he looks at his right arm,
sure
he
is
back there.
The famine is over.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic. So you're off to the testicle there.
Yeah.
I won't see you, unfortunately.
No.
I'll make the next
year. Next year. Have you anything nice on this weekend?
Probably Donegal.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Okay. Take a little trip home.
Very good. Oh, how'd you get on the boat?
Oh God, well, we survived anyway. Great.
Yeah,
ah, no, great. Brilliant.
Did you steer the wheel or
some
whatever
of it,
you call
it? Yeah, I did some of the helming, sailing.
Helming.
Yeah, some of it. No, we had a great time. Absolutely brilliant.
Fab. Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Well, a little bit of rain last Sunday, but aside from that, it was glorious.
Of course, the sun always
shines.
Yes.
Highly recommend. Shane Beattie back with you. Breakfast Briefing 6 on Monday.
Talk to you then.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.